Welcome back to the Growth and Jams podcast. My name is Saul and I'll be your host here again today. This week I am joined by good friend and past roommate, Jason Chia. He is a Texas ex and is currently employed at one of the big four accounting firms. This week we discuss his work ethic, being first generation American and his Malaysian roots, studying abroad and his travels, the working life, and he shares some great advice that he's learned over the years. Enjoy the show. Welcome, Jason. Thank you for being here. To get started, I guess just share a little bit about, you know, who you are, what you're up to, just to give the audience a little bit of background into yourself.
Well, first, thanks for having me. I think I'm the final roommate to get interviewed.
Yes.
Went through and listened to those. Those are awesome. So I am Jason. I was born in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, moved to San Antonio when I was one, so I guess I'm more Texan than anything, but
yeah,
we grew up playing soccer together and ended up going to UT together, getting a living in a tiny dorm room. Yeah. But yeah, I graduated with my master's in accounting, passed my CPA exams, and just started my career with Deloitte as an audit assistant. So yeah, I've been going through that, working from home with the pandemic, but it's been a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. As from a third person perspective, it's been incredible just to be your friend, to be your roommate, and to watch you excel in life. It's been such a great blessing and had a really profound effect on me. So I really appreciated that. But to that point as well, you're one of the hardest working people I know, maybe the hardest working person I know. Talk a little bit about, I guess, where that comes from and some of the experiences that you've had that have shaped your work ethic.
I think work ethic's like the first thing that I was taught. I mean, so when I came to Texas, my parents opened up a restaurant called Mekong, which some of you may know. And that's basically where I grew up. I mean, I would spend like, I don't know, 100 hours there a week. It was hard, man, but it was great. We would get there literally at like 9:30 every morning, leave at like 10, 11, like after it closed. Yeah. Like it was awesome. It was like a great way to meet people. It was a great way to get involved in the community. But yeah, my parents basically taught me work comes first and everything else comes second. And so Just from a young age, I mean, I was always known as like that little kid that would run the cash register and just, but yeah, I mean, since I was like six, I was like running tables and I don't know, helping wherever I could, whether it's in the kitchen, whether it's in the front. And school was secondary, soccer was secondary. I mean, friends were secondary. It was always family and work comes first. And I guess I kind of got a good understanding of that from the beginning and kind of took that with me everywhere I went.
Yeah, that's awesome. I just remember always, you know, you're always there. Like it was like literally you would go to school and then you'd go to Mekong and then you would go to soccer and then possibly back to Mekong after. So it really was like the ultimate grind, but it seems like that alone instilled an extreme level of work ethic into you. I guess talk about when Mekong closed, what did that kind of instill into you, or how did that change your perspective that now you were like able to just do school?
Yeah, no, that was a huge game changer, I think. So yeah, my parents, they wanted to sell it. I think they had a good idea that I was going to be moving out and leaving. And so for my last like couple years in town, they wanted to spend as much time with me as they could, travel with me when we had soccer, you know, stuff like that. And it opened up so many hours of the day and it left me with like so much time where you just don't really know how to fill the gap anymore. And that's when like, I mean, I picked up random jobs, worked at Smoothie King and Paradise Canyon. I don't know. It's fun. It gives you a good sense of work-life balance, I think, which, I mean, I take with me now. I mean, I'm working, as of right now, it's busy season. I'm working 55 hours a week minimum. And I think work-life balance and how you prioritize your time is like probably the most important thing.
Definitely. Would you say that, because, I mean, to put it into perspective for people, it was just you and your parents at Mekong the vast majority of the time that it was open. And it was open how many years? Like 15 years?
Yeah, about, I would say about 16, 17.
16 years. And I mean, you saw your parents grind like no other.
Absolutely.
So would you say that like when you got to college, like that was a major, I guess, influence on like you being able to excel and just succeed in pretty much everything?
I mean, I could never imagine packing up my life and moving across the world to like a community where you don't even speak the language, you don't know a single person, you don't own you don't own anything. So, I mean, that amazed me, and seeing my parents go through that and literally work their entire life was like super eye-opening. And it made me think like, if they can do that, why can't I?
Yeah.
And so like, I don't know, like they literally gave me the best opportunities, and like, I just feel like I should maximize that and do everything I can to make their sacrifice worth it. And so when I got to UT, it was honestly scary. Like, I mean, it was the first time I was like kind of alone as a first generation student. Like I was like, whoa, like, I don't know. Like I have all these decisions I had to make for myself. Like I didn't have a lot of, I wouldn't say not support, but they didn't really have a good understanding of how the system worked and what path was the right path. And so I kind of had to make some of the more important decisions for myself. And I don't know, I feel like I've always been winging it, and it's always kind of just worked in my favor. But I think I have a good surrounding of good circle of friends and good circle of family that helped guide me along the way.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I had never really even thought about that. Like as soon as you got to college, there was probably like an extreme disconnect and lack of information for you as a first generation student. And then like for you to go in and like pretty much kick ass and get great grades and then immediately like become part of the MPA program to graduate with it in 4 years is like incredible when you really take a step back at it and look at it. But yeah, all I can do is commend you for that, man, because it really is awesome.
Appreciate that. Yeah, Macomb's, the business school, is definitely intimidating. They like to call business students snakes, I guess, for a reason. Classes were intense, man. It was just competitive. They would average classes out at, I think, 3.2 or something. So no matter, doesn't really matter how well you do, it's how well you compare to everyone else. And I think that's what makes it one of the top tier schools out there. But I'm glad I was able to devote the right amount of time and put my head down and just grind it out. And honestly, I had amazing time doing it. I feel like we had so much fun in Austin. I miss it so much.
I do too, man. A great time. Would you ever say that you experienced any sort of like cultural disconnect in any way, shape or form, whether that be from like your family or even from friends that you've met as a first generation, but also like as someone who grew up predominantly in Texas?
I feel like I'm in the middle of a lot of different cultures, which kind of leaves me with like a feeling of uncertainty. I don't know. Like I'm not fully Malaysian, to where like when I talk to my family in Malaysia, it's like there's not much to connect there with. Like I would see them every other summer, and I can hardly speak the language. I mean, I can understand and talk to them, but not to fully what I would like. And then here, it's like when I compare myself to my family in Malaysia, I'm more American. Mm-hmm. But then when I'm here, I'm more Malaysian. So it's like it's like a weird thing. And I think I've adapted well. I think that's basically like the skill set that gave me. It kind of forced me to read the room a lot. Mm-hmm. And I would just kind of, I don't know, adapt to the people around me. And yeah, I mean, cultural differences are huge. But I think it's good to have that awareness. And I don't think you would have that until you have some of these experiences of traveling and seeing the world, you know?
Yeah, for sure. On to that point as well. So you took full advantage of studying abroad, not once, but twice in college. And then like being able to travel all over the world, essentially, when you were abroad. I guess talk a little bit about that and how exciting that was for you, what that did for you.
It was amazing. I honestly could never have thought that I would do anything like that, but kind of just full sent it. Let's see. It was my second summer of college. I went to Edinburgh, Scotland. Who would have thought I would have went to Scotland of all places? But It was oh my gosh, it was so amazing. I think that was my first time really traveling internationally alone, which was pretty nerve-wracking. But my first experience there, I went like a couple days early with, I got an Airbnb for myself. It was a windowless room. So I was already like, what am I setting myself up into? And the Airbnb host ended up being like a college graduate student from France. So super cool. We like talked immediately and like we hit it off and we like instantly went to a bar just to like talk and like, like, I don't know, get to know each other. I've never had that experience before. And he ended up introducing me to like all his friends that are there, all locals, all like from different countries. He had like a Spanish friend, German friend. And they were so curious about American culture and just kind of the differences. There are major differences, but it was a really good experience to open my eyes to see like there's so many different perspectives and the way people think about Americans and how we live is so crazy.
It really is.
Their first question, they were like, hey, so you're from Texas. Do you own a gun? I was like, oh yeah, for sure. There's just so many stereotypes that come with us. But
yeah, I think it's pretty crazy because I mean, I know a lot of people that have never traveled, but I've been fortunate enough to travel. And like the second you leave the bubble that is America, it's just really eye-opening to see that like we like claim to be the best and everything, but you go abroad and you're like, a lot of these other places are actually so cool. And like the way that it's talked about here is like everything is second class, I guess, but it's really not. Like you can have incredible experiences everywhere.
I think something we don't think about also is kind of like how fast paced our life is.
Yeah.
I think the US is like work, work, work. Like it's intense. Like you get in a conversation and you're like, all right, what's the point of this? Like what, let's get to the end there. Like it was so relaxing. It was so, I mean, the walk first is the walkability. I love walking places. Mm-hmm. That was one. And then just the fact that you could go anywhere alone and people were super friendly, super open to conversation. Mm-hmm. They act like no one feels weird just to like start a conversation, get to know each other at a random bar or something. That's just a cultural difference, I think. I think being abroad, I would highly recommend for anyone that has that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things that comes to mind too with the productivity and just working here all the time, like other places have built in leisure time and it's normal every part of every day. Like there's a part where you go home and you rest, like in Spain they have siesta. Oh, yeah. And they
slow
all like
siestas,
they go have fun, and like that's just crazy to me because it's, I don't know what the actual percentage is, but I would imagine it's somewhere like 75% of our life is actually working. Just crazy to think about.
I remember in Spain we would go for dinner at like 9 o'clock and they account for you to enjoy yourself and not be rushed. So the service was terrible. Like you'd be sitting there and it would be like, I think we sat down at like 9 and we didn't order till like 10. It was just casual. Cause like the waiters are like, there shouldn't be in a rush, you know, like everybody should be there just enjoying themselves and I don't know, taking the time to get to know each other. But here it's like, we're there for an hour. All the Americans at the table are like, come on, where's the server? Like, what? Let's get out of here, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, it's weird to think that there's some aspects of our lives that can be different that we don't realize.
Definitely. Just to kind of round out the discussion on that, what are all the countries that you got to visit when you were there?
Yeah. So my first summer I did Scotland. We did a weekend in Barcelona. And then my next summer, I did Prague in the Czech Republic, and we did Germany, Switzerland. Yeah, I have a terrible memory. But yeah, I got a good variety of Eastern and Western Europe, which I think was good for me. Western Europe was definitely more open to Western culture, so it was a lot nicer to talk to people, while Eastern Europe was still used to being against Americans, I think.
Yeah,
I would just say less friendly, but still a beautiful place, beautiful people.
Can't wait to hopefully do that one day, travel Europe and just
I cannot wait.
There's so much world to see out there. It's really imperative that people go experience that.
Agreed.
Yeah, to transition, why don't you talk a little bit about what it's like being in the workforce now? It's a grind, but I guess share some of the personal struggles and difficulties of that.
For sure. I think, especially now during the pandemic, being sent home was just a game changer. It's hard to not have met any of my coworkers. Well, I did meet them during my internship, but since starting full time, it is hard to just not see your coworkers every day. It's just a different environment. I mean, you learn so much on the job. You learn so much daily that it's like doing it virtually and doing it independently. A different challenge. I wouldn't say it's harder. I wouldn't say it's less efficient. You just don't get the same resources. But yeah, I think the biggest transition is just losing that 8 to 5, 8 to 6 every day. So yeah. People say like, oh yeah, once you start work, like the freedom, like you have so many choices, you can do whatever. But yeah, I mean, you definitely do. There's flexibility and work-life balance and stuff like that. But it's just weird to think that every day is that 8 to 6 and there really is no end to that. <That's>
horrifying to think about.
Like it's not a thought that I considered before getting here. And now that I'm here, it's like, whoa. Like everything else in life, your next steps have to revolve around that Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. And so it's a good realization. It definitely took me a while to adapt, but I love my job. I love working. I love this lifestyle. It's just different. And I think getting now the Sunday scaries are here. And but my next move is I'm ready to go back to Austin, I think.
Yeah.
I basically use the pandemic as kind of like my second chance of coming home, which I've loved. It's given me like the chance to reconnect with my parents, reconnect with people in San Antonio that I hadn't seen in a while. So I definitely have appreciated this opportunity to come back. I think it's been a while though, and I'm feeling a little stagnant at the moment, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm ready to kind of grow again as an individual, and being in the workforce now requires that for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. Like, I think everyone at a certain point just has to go to the next step. And that's, I mean, I'm getting the same feeling. I'm itching to go at this point. But
yeah, I think it's weird because I've talked to a lot of people about this. Is like, this is our time of actually making our decisions for ourselves, like our major life decisions. And we kind of never had that. I mean, we went through high school, college, kind of, we had like a few choices, but they were pretty much already predetermined for us, I think. Yeah. And now it's weird, like being fully independent and knowing actually that I could actually go anywhere, do anything, be wherever.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just interesting. And me being super indecisive also is not helpful.
Yeah. Does that ever overwhelm you thinking about stuff like that?
I think so. Can be overwhelming. And I guess I kind of stay busy to distract myself from that. That's definitely something I have been trying to work on. Just thinking, I don't know, kind of narrowing it down for myself of like being more reflective and thinking about where I want to be and what I want to do long term. Yeah, it's something I hadn't considered in a while. And now it's starting to settle in as I see everybody grow around me. And I think that goes through a lot of people's heads, especially post-college.
Yeah, it's scary for sure, thinking how we're kind of all in the same spot right now with the pandemic. But when this eventually subsides, like there's not really that bubble anymore, or that, I guess, reason to linger. And then everyone's really going to be making like these gigantic decisions where life paths will start to divert, and just like everyone's going to be doing their own thing, which is crazy. It's exciting, but it's also scary because it's so new and unknown.
Oh yeah. Life is crazy.
It really is. It is a lot, man. But I guess,
It's flying. Time is flying. Seeing you and BMO grow.
Bro, it's weird. This man, when he first moved to Austin with us, had no gray hair, and now he is all gray hair. It's weird.
And now he's a tapestry with his face on it.
Yes. Now he's just old. But I don't know. I'm excited for the next chapter for all of us. Yeah.
It's crazy how much we've all grown from the beginning. I'm excited to see where everyone ends up, help everybody along their paths. And I think we truly are a result of our friends. And I mean, our circles shape us into who we become. You know, definitely learned a lot of important lessons from each of the people in my lives.
Definitely. To round it out, I'll just open it up if you have any general advice or things that you would like to share before we close out.
No, I think I was nervous to do this. I think this kind of forced a lot of self-reflection, which I've kind of avoided, but I've also need to do. I think recently I've been trying to self-reflect more, and I think it's important for growth. I guess general advice, I mean, utilizing the people around you and not being afraid to work for what you want and ask for what you want, and knowing that the people in your life will help you get there, because everybody wants to see everybody succeed. Like, nobody is against you. So that's really all I can say.
100%, man. I think that's a great way to round it out. But I know it's scary and a little weird to do something like this if you've never done it before. It was super weird for me the first like 8 episodes I did, but thank you for doing this, and I think it'll be really helpful for a lot of people. And thank you again, man.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for forcing my self-reflection.
Of course. All right, bye everybody.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Growth and Jams podcast. My name is Saul. We are hosted by 1718 Media. If you enjoyed the show today, please feel free to give it a rating in the podcast app. Also, follow us on social media at Growth and Jams. Thank you for tuning in.